someone else. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl,
how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie,
last name Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you
show
out.
You a good time.
Invite you
to my house.
Here's my number.
Must be one hell of a
deja vu.
Have I not seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you, girl, for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
Hey, my name is Charlie.
First name Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Show you a good time.
Show you a good time.
Invite you to
in my dreams.
Here is my number.
Pleasure,
pleasure,
musical pleasure,
yeah.
It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on, that's what you do. Just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. I want you to stay with me because the Sisters of Delta Sigma Theta are here to talk about their international film festival that's coming up. And one who's benefited from it, a student who's gotten a scholarship.
I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine and dance to the music nice and slow. And you won't be under any kind of pressure. We'll just let the evening flow. Come on and go with me. I'd sure like that, babe. Come on over to my place. It would be so nice. It would be so good. Come on and go with me. Come on over to my place. You look like you're just born. Wanna get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Baby, come on over. about?
Oh, man.
Would you just think about it? Think about it, yeah. See, I've been watching you.
I've been doing the same thing.
I've had my eyes on you.
I've been checking you out all night long.
You look so nice. You look so sweet.
Oh,
come on and go with me.
That was sweet.
You look like you ought to be with me. Come on over to my
place. Yeah, what you gonna do with me? That's the problem.
Seems that you feel the same way that I do.
I think we'd be pretty
and seems that you need some company. Somewhere else, baby, to my place. Somewhere where it's nice and quiet.
It's
nice and quiet.
Yeah, that sounds a little better than this place.
Or we can sit down by a cozy fire. We can sip a little wine. Work things out.
Well,
we can work things out.
Breaking news, we can tell you.
Minnesota music legend, Prince.
Law enforcement confirms that Prince
has died at the age of 57 years old.
The internet has just exploded.
A legend in every sense of the word.
The American Music Award of Achievement goes to Prince.
And the winner of the Oscar is
Prince for Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Tonight, we look back at a unique artist who exploded onto the scene.
One who created a soundtrack to our very being. Prince sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time.
He won 7 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award.
The doves are crying. The world is going crazy.
There are scores of people showing up here to Paisley Park.
Prince.
Rest in peace, Prince. Kiss 104.
And this is Monica Pearson, and you're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. Well, we were just talking about Southview Cemetery and their event on April 30th, but there is another event on April 30th. It's one thing about Atlanta. It's a busy city. And the Sisters of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority are having their 2016 International Film Festival. I'm honored to have here with me today Miss Andrea Morgan, who is, I guess, in charge of the festival this year.
Well, I am the chair. Thank you for having me, Monica. And we will be having the International Film Festival on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock at Morehouse College in the Shirley A. Massey Executive Conference Center.
So what are we going to see? What are the films we'll be viewing? And I guess let me start at the beginning before we go to the films. This is the second year for this. How did this idea come about and why?
Well, Delta Sigma Theta, our national organization, has several global initiatives. So last year we had the film festival so that we could fund uniforms for the students at the Delta Sigma Theta Elementary School in Charette, Haiti. We thought that it would be a great way for filmmakers all over the world to showcase their work and at the same time provide scholarships for students at Morehouse College who are pursuing an international education, as well as children who live at the Delta House in Swaziland, Southern Africa. These are children who have been orphaned by HIV and AIDS, and they live in this beautiful home that we want to make better for them. They grow their own food in a garden in the back of the house. And we want to build an office and a church and various other amenities. We just want to make those things available for them. So what better way to have filmmakers send their work into Atlanta, show it on a Saturday evening, present a winner, and have them talk with our 2016 ambassador, Mrs. Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Oh, the actress, the wonderful actress. Yes. She's coming in on Thursday, I understand.
She is. She's an actress and AIDS activist. So the first film that we're actually going to show is her film, which is Secrets. And I can't tell you so much about each of the films. You'll have to come. But Secrets addresses the issue of AIDS. So her film actually won in another film festival. And she'll talk about it and talk about her book and talk about the fact that it's little known that she is also an honorary member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And then after that, we'll show films. The title of the first film is Tomasa in Time. And that is a story about domestic violence in another country. All of our films are international in scope. The goal is to provide awareness in the city of Atlanta by comparing and contrasting cultures. We're going to look at some of the similarities and the differences between countries and cultures. The next film is really special. It's called Love Letters, London. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, come on, Andrea.
But ladies, you're going to love it. And that's the end of my teaser for that film. And the next film is very special as well. The name of it is A Queen's Discovery. And it is a tale of a young woman's visit and immersion into an African culture.
Uh-oh.
And we'll close the evening.
Is this an American woman being immersed into African culture?
She may not even quite be a woman yet.
Ah, she might be a girl or transgender.
She's a girl.
Okay.
Okay. All right. She's a girl. And we'll end the evening with a film entitled Delta Voices on Human Trafficking. And that's a film that was produced by the Atlanta Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta to address the concerns that we have, especially here in Atlanta, with human trafficking.
Because we're one of those cities that has the highest number of girls that end up in that horrible profession.
And the numbers are astounding when you hear them. It's just unbelievable the kinds of things that are happening right here at Hartsfield Atlanta Airport. Just unbelievable things. Men are flying into our city having sex with girls and, you know, getting back home in time for breakfast the next morning. And Delta Sigma Theta cares about the children in Swaziland. And we certainly care about the children that we have here in Atlanta. And we see that as an international crisis that we'd like to address.
I just think the idea of having a film festival is so much fun. But as I heard you describe each movie, and I would be the devil's advocate here for a moment, they all sound like chick flicks. Is this something that men can come to? Do you want men, or is this really aimed at women more so?
We absolutely want men. I think that men will find some value. I won't say that they're chick flicks in that they're not your typical warm and fuzzy love story. So none of them is exactly a love story.
They're all dealing with issues.
They're all dealing with issues. And some of the issues are light. So it won't be a night of complete heaviness. It's very serious, though, because we're trying to help people. And we're going to see the audience as the world family, the village that's going to help the boys at Morehouse who want to study a foreign language or study abroad, and to help those children over in Swaziland. So it's going to be fun. It's not going to be heavy.
Got any popcorn?
We will certainly have some refreshments.
It really sounds like a great evening. And I mean, I think for the price of $25, you're looking at all those movies. It's a great date night.
It is. It would
it
be
really
a great
is.
Date. A great date.
And you're not only learning something, but I think it sounds like it's when I go to a movie, I like to be able to discuss it afterwards. And even discussion while you're there from one piece to the next. This is a great idea.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're just tickled to have as many people come out as we believe are coming. And Cheryl Lee Ralph will also talk with the audience. So there will be some discussion and a call to action.
I like that, a call to action.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do right now, because I know Delta Sigma Theta not only works abroad, you also do a lot of good right here in the city of Atlanta. So
absolutely.
When we come back, we're going to talk to one of your scholarship recipients and her mentor. And, you know, this is really hard for me because I'm an AKA, and I would love to steal her for
that. We forgive you for that.
We were first, remember? You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks.
I'm here with Jay.
Kiss 104.
Welcome to Atlanta. This is Neo.
Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks.
Let's get it.
We hit you with 50 minutes every hour.
On your radio.
Y'all know what it is. Keep it locked right here.
Yesterday, caught me by surprise when he called my name. He was a familiar face from a chapter in my past. Talked for a while, let some hours been. Said that he was seeing somebody, told me this one's gonna last, showing me her photograph. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself. On the way things used to be, shared a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid for lunch. Promised that we'd always keep in touch. Got my bags and grabbed my thoughts, walked away and that was that. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me. Tried to smile and hide the way I felt, but I was speaking to myself. Because I let him go, tried to get over it, but it's smashing with my mind.
104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. Well, you've been hearing me talk about Wayfield Foods giving away all these groceries for a year. The winner is Gloria Smith. Gloria, you need to give me a call at 404-741-0104. You have won $5,200 worth of groceries from Wayfield Foods. You're listening to KISS. 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. I love that song. It's the best exercise in the world. We should have been doing the button here,
that's
ladies.
Exactly right.
I'm here with the Sorors of Delta Sigma Theta, and they do so much in the community. Their president, Carol Carter, is here. You have this international film festival coming up on the 30th, but you all are involved in many activities in the cities. Tell our listeners what Delta does, literally, for the sisters and the people of the community of the city of Atlanta and Metro Atlanta, really.
Thank you. Thank you. Of course, we've been around 93 years. We are the first sorority of Delta Sigma Theta in Atlanta. So we've been serving the city and the citizens of Atlanta for a long time. Yesterday, we had our 37th annual health fair. We partnered with Morehouse School of Medicine, along with the Atlanta Fire Department, the State Patrol, and we just had a wonderful time.
I wish I'd known about that in advance. We could have talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. We had hot dogs and snow cone machines and playgrounds for the kids. And if adults came out with a car and a child, they were given car seats.
Oh, how wonderful.
And we had over 100 vendors there who were actually, you know, lupus, high blood pressure, doing HIV testing. And this is the 37th year we've done that.
I am loving this. And then the film festival is so important. But you're all about education, and although you're educating young men as well as young women, of course, for me, the emphasis is on the young women. So we have a student with us, Ms. Bianca Smith, and then her mentor, who is, let me find her name. Here she is, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Murray, you're the scholarship chair.
I serve as scholarship co-chair for the chapter and have done so for the past 8 years or more.
And this is hard. What do you look at when trying to decide who should get a scholarship?
Well, it's not my decision alone. I work with an excellent committee of wonderful women who are committed to this task. Of course, we evaluate the students on their application that has been submitted. We look at their academic record. Their community service is very important to us, so that's a big plus. And then we have an interview component where we're listening to their answers about life and their goals. And then we score all this information and come up with a group of young people to award scholarships.
Now, Ms. Bianca Smith is the scholarship recipient, one of 12 students who received scholarships from the Atlanta Alumni Chapter. So tell me, what's that mean to you, Ms. Bianca, that you're getting this scholarship?
It's very important to me, especially to know that I was pulled from such a large pool of applicants, and to just 12 recipients is an amazing thing for me.
Now, you're a senior at Maynard Jackson High School.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your next step, my dear?
In the fall this year, I plan to attend Xavier University of Louisiana to major in pre-med in biology and hopefully minor in Africana studies.
Oh, that's a combination. Why the Africana studies?
I love my people. I love the black community. I love servicing the black community. And basically, I just want to gain more knowledge in history so that I can better service the black community.
Now, you're a Habitat for Humanity volunteer, too. Yes, you help build volunteered. Houses. How many houses have you helped to build?
I'm not one of the house builders, but mm-hmm. I have gone to the building. And one day they had a community day, and I volunteered there with communities. They asked people from the different clusters within Atlanta and APS to come by, and we basically had workshops for them, and I volunteered to help the children there.
Now, what's this about Bikes for Tykes? What's that?
I'm a part of Clark Atlanta Upward Bound program, and
okay, I got to tell you a piece of history. I was in one of the first Upward Bound programs at the University of Louisville. I was a student counselor in 1966, when your mother was probably born. And so now you're in the Upward Bound program.
Yes, ma'am, I am. And we had a community service event where we basically had a sort of scavenger hunt around the Clark Atlanta campus where we gained points to buy bike parts to build bikes for children in defects.
And the Department of Family and Children Services.
Yes, ma'am.
So you did pretty good with that, huh?
Yes, we were able to build, I think, 11 bikes or more.
Oh, no, that's nice. Now, how did you get involved in all of this? Who was did someone push you out the door to say, hey, here, you need to go be busy?
Really, my mother and my grandmother, they've always instilled in me values to be successful, especially as a black woman, to be very successful and do your best at everything. So, and I have a bunch of wonderful teachers who always inspired me to do better.
I can see why you are one of the 12 recipients. How did you feel about going off to New Orleans? How did you pick Xavier versus something here at home?
Well, I visited Xavier one time with Clark Atlanta Upward Bound program for a summer college campus tour. And I fell in love with the campus and the city. And it's just so warm down there. And the people are so friendly.
So am I going to be seeing you second lining in the French Quarter during Mardi Gras?
No, I don't think so. You might see me at Mardi Gras, but you know.
So, Ms. Murray, she is just one example of the young women that you work with. How important are these scholarships to many of these students?
We view our scholarship as a gap scholarship. Most of our students, in fact, all of our students are eligible to receive the Pell Grant. But the Pell Grant does not cover everything that they need. So this is just a niche. This is just a small piece. And I would also like the Atlanta citizens to know that we don't limit our scholarships just to young women, just as you alluded earlier. We also get applicants from males, and this year we do have one male recipient for our scholarship program. So we're open to anybody who aspires to move their life forward in a very positive way. And we just enjoy looking forward to those applications each year. You're just impressed sometimes with the students and what their quality of life will be once they become fully educated.
And that, you've been doing this long enough, I'm curious. What are the kinds of stories you can share with what students have done who won the scholarships and now are really adults working?
Yes, most of them that I have had contact with during my tenure with the scholarship committee have become successful adults. A couple of them are in medical school. Some of them have pledged. One or two of them still keep in contact with me, and so that's a wonderful thing. I have a young lady who finished Nina Jackson maybe 5 years ago, who's at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and she calls me ever so often to check on me, ironically, to see how
I'm
doing.
I love it.
But she's doing well, and she's, you know, almost a self-made woman, so I just really enjoy talking with her every year.
Well, I think what I love about this is when I look at this young woman, Bianca, I can see how her mother and grandmother, who she talked about, have poured into her, but I also see a young woman who's poured into herself.
Exactly.
I mean, to be quite honest, yes, your mother and grandmother helped you, but you had to be the one who had the self-esteem and the stick-to-itiveness to not be pulled aside. So for those young people who are in the car with their parents right now listening to this and wondering, why is my mom making me listen to this? How is it you've been able to maintain who you are and say no to those negative influences?
Basically, I know what I want in life. I know that I want to be successful. I know that I want to pave the way for young generations. I know that I want to make a future for my own children whenever I have them. So I basically just have the drive to keep going and be myself and learn and gain as much knowledge as possible.
So what do you do for fun?
For fun, I like to hang out with my friends, but I also really like to read and volunteer and basically go Upward Bound. That's what I really like to do for fun.
Can I adopt you? My daughter's 35. My daughter's out of my house. Can I adopt you? This is wonderful. But I think she's a perfect example of what you all are an example of. Shall I say that? She is a reflection of you two ladies. Well, you three ladies.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think she really is. So the event that's coming up, the International Film Festival, how do people get tickets?
Tickets are available at our website, www.AtlantaAlumni, that's at AtlantaAlumniDST.org.
Now, I'm going to put that address on our Facebook page because those of you who are driving are saying, oh, that's a great date night thing, but I don't have anything to write on. I'll make sure you get it on our Facebook page.
We also will be at Green Brown Mall, lower level, on Tuesday from 6 to 7. So we have those folk who like films but don't like the internet. We cater to you too.
So if you're not internet savvy, you can head on over to Greenbrier on Tuesday and get your tickets. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, they're only $25. You're going to see 5 films.
Yes.
And then meet Shirley Ralph, and she's going to talk about her film. So this is something you really don't want to miss. And then think about Bianca, because you're making it possible for young women and men like her to have that stopgap, as you say, for the scholarships, and so that they can be as successful as the other women in this room and men in this room. Thank you very much for coming in.
And do let Thank me you. Say that last year at our film festival, there were men glow.
Good.
There were men galore, and they were probably the most adamant about the issues that we were addressing, and I loved it.
I think this is going to be great. Well, believe it or not, my time is up. It is time for me to say goodbye. But before I do, I got a couple of reminders for you, my listeners. Don't forget Sasha the Diva, always after the TJMS, Monday through Friday. And then after Sasha, you know who always comes up at 3 o'clock. I'm crazy, folks. They help to get you through the traffic, Art and Roy. And then in the evening, oh, one of the nicest couples you would ever want to meet, Jennifer and Tony Kitt. I particularly like their Wednesday because that's their wine down Wednesday when they talk about all the different varieties of wine. And coming up next here, this man was on the air last night until midnight talking about Prince. He had unbelievable guests on. I love me some Mitch Faulkner because he has institutional knowledge that nobody else has about R&B. He is wonderful. So that is your special treat for today. Mitch Faulkner is coming up next. And don't forget this, Kiss 104's Half a Grand in Your Hand contest. That's all next week. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B. And don't forget what Mama Hattie says. It's what you do with what you have that makes you what you are. Don't make excuses, make work. See you next week.
Cheap.
WALR-FM and HD, Palmetto. WSRV-HD2, Gainesville. W228-CA, Suwannee.
Broadcasting live from the KISS Radio Studio. Brought to you by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
I'm Rashida from Riverdale.
Where you roll.
Cynthia and Delete.
We got your music covered. 50 minutes of Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks.
Keep it at 100.
Well, keep it at 104.
And I love, love, love.
KISS 104.